I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida in Hiroshima before the start of G7 discussions. U.S. President Joe Biden says the economic and national security alliance between the two countries is strong.
As you said back in January when you were at the White House, I think the quote is, we face the most, one of the most complex environments in recent history, security environments. And I couldn't agree with you more. But I'm proud that the United States and Japan are facing it together.
And now that U.S. President Joe Biden has canceled a historic visit to Papua New Guinea, where he was to meet with Pacific Island leaders, analysts are discussing the impact this may have on the kind of leverage Washington still has on the Indo-Pacific region. VOA's Jessica Stone.
Obviously, it's a huge disappointment.
Daniel Russell, who served in the Obama White House during its rebalance to Asia approach, says it's a setback that can be overcome. While Biden is not meeting his counterparts from India, Japan, and Australia in Sydney as initially planned, Russell says the group on Sunday will announce an expansion of the Indo-Pacific Maritime Domain Awareness Initiative to the Pacific Islands.
This is a game changer in what it will allow them to do by way of managing and protecting their own phenomenal maritime resources.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who had long planned his own visit to Papua New Guinea and Australia, will continue now as the central figure showing democratic commitment to the Indo-Pacific. Jessica Stone, VOA News.
And regarding the G7, according to a U.S. official who spoke on condition of anonymity, the G7 nations are to unveil a new round of sanctions against Moscow when the summit officially